The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 26 August 2021. And are we having fun yet? Well, in a few minutes, I'll bring up Roger Landry. Next hour, I'm going to cover this in a little bit more depth. Down in Australia, down under, they're going to have a nationwide trucker strike. And the way they're doing it by Zoom, chat rooms, whatever, they're organizing. They're going to shut Australia and New Zealand down on the 31st. And it's not going to be in your face, screaming and yelling and placards and speeches and all this other crap. No. This is going to be done in a whisper. Remember me telling you folks years ago, you know, all the American people have to do is stop and turn their faces to Washington, D.C. You ain't got to shout. You ain't got to yell. All you have to do is turn without saying a word, and they'll know the gig is up. Well, that's exactly what they're doing down under, and they have had enough. And this is coming from a people that have already been disarmed. And there is a big proponent, or component, I should say, behind this. And it is one of pedophilia. And a lot of these people within their governments are blackmailable. And they're doing the bidding of their masters. And the people of Australia and New Zealand have had enough. Lockdowns in New Zealand, just saw a film today from One America News. By the way, my hat's off to One America News. They are now starting to cover the plandemic in its proper perspective. Thank you, One America News. We don't have anything to lose except our damn country. Giddy up. We got miles to go before we sleep. Roger Landry.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I would say, are things going well? But obviously, that would be about the stupidest question I ever asked you.
Well, it depends. It depends on your perspective. I mean, if we're going to hell in a handbasket, we're doing swimmingly well.
Oh, hell yes. And you talk about what's happening down in New Zealand and what's happening in Australia. And there are already people in the United States and in Canada that are filing world court, okay, cases against elitists such as the CEO of Pfizer, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci. These are people who are saying, as you said so eloquently, they've had enough. But, and I said this to you in a conversation prior to the show, and yes, at the risk of repeating myself for the 10 millionth time, I constantly tell everybody listening that the United States is usually the slowest to react, but when they do, they react in an American fashion. I'm starting to see, last show we did, I talked about a ripple, and I said it's growing. It's turning into a wave, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give it less than a month, and it's going to be a tsunami. When you tell the entire military of the United States that they either take something that they know has caused well over 600,000 permanent injuries and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of deaths worldwide, and you tell them they've got to take it in order to stay in the military? You tell them they have to take it or else? What you've just done is violated the Nuremberg Codes. I'm not joking, but this is where we're at right now in the United States. Our military is being told you either risk your life against your will, or you will either be punished or ejected from what? Some may have been there 18, 19 years. You have to be there 20 years to have a pension from the military. All of this, and that's just the military I'm talking about. We could go much, much further. Joe Biden is making sure that everybody and anybody who has the ability to support the United States and its infrastructure has a mandatory call for something that has just been approved, yeah, by the FDA.
But it really wasn't an approval. It was an extension of the emergency vaccination program.
Well, they actually did do an approval, yes, but let me explain why you're right in how you explained it. They did approve it, but once it is approved, what you have to do by law is you have to put a complete breakdown of the every component in that vaccine. The percentage, you have to list all of the known injuries up to and including death. You have to put the sources where this information came from. Right now, if the FDA does not do exactly what the law says they have to do, and Pfizer doesn't come up with this information, those vaccines are now not legal. So they have a bunch of hoops they need to jump to, and they've got 14 days from the day of FDA approval to provide that information.
Now, do you really think they're going to do that? Self-incriminate.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, I was going to say you're going to hear him taking the fifth right and left. Yeah.
What I was about to say, and John just absolutely—he didn't spoil it; he built it up. What I was about to say is this, okay? And you've heard me say this before, I think, or referred to it in other vaccine discussions long before this topic came up. But if you stop to consider that the last vaccine that went in for approval, I believe, was for the H1N1, and after 53 deaths, it was pulled, never to be seen again. There have been several vaccines that have been pulled during trials for causing cardiac issues, cardiac arrest, mitochondrial whatever, infarction, the whole nine yards. Exactly what we're seeing today. These vaccines have been pulled never to be seen again. Let's do a comparison. 53 deaths? No. 5,300 deaths? No. 53,000 deaths? No. 530,000 deaths? There are scientists screaming at the top of their lungs that globally it is well over a million deaths, with probably anywhere from 5 to 10 million permanent injuries. But yet, it's still on the market and it just got approved. Are you freaking kidding me? So, John, you made a sterling point. I really, really am dying to see the information they're going to put out to satisfy those requirements in about 12 days.
And I'll reiterate, do you think they're really going to self-incriminate?
I really don't think they are, but I do think there are enough people who know to step up and literally hold them to task. At that point, once it's approved, at that point, if they don't meet the requirements, then you can take them to court. If it's under emergency use, they're not required to provide any of that information. It's just for emergency use. But once it's approved, you absolutely need to provide this information. That's the law. If they provide information we know is absolutely erroneous, which they're probably going to, then it would be up to us to step up and say, I will see you in court. Bring your paperwork.
Mike, to our knowledge, the autism deal that a lot of children were suffering, it was a rare occurrence, maybe 1 out of 10,000, and then it was 1 out of 1,000, and then it was 1 out of 100, and on we went. Well, the culprit...
1 out of 40.
Yeah. The culprit was discovered. It's the mercury in the vaccines.
Yes.
Now, did we have any big lawsuits? Did we have any big news reporting on that event? Or did the autism issue just kind of fade away?
The autism issue was programmed away. It didn't fade away because there's a lot of people out there still talking about it, but our voices aren't getting around. Again, I put an article out on the Liberty Beacon on Facebook where there's 35,000 people on that page and maybe 100 people put a check on it. Whereas before this all started, we were getting 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30,000 hits. Now we're lucky if we get 50 or 60. Again, it's not a matter of did it go away. It's a matter of it's been programmed out of most people's lives. Boy, are you right about autism. It went from 1 in 30,000 when I was born to about 1 in 30 to 40 children today. And what does it exactly, if you put a curve for the increase in vaccinations to children against a curve of the increase of autism in the United States, what you're going to find out is going to make your jaw drop. You swear to God, you're looking at the same curve. So this isn't a joke, what John just said, but these kids weren't dying. What we're looking at is the sterilization and the euthanization of a big chunk of humanity. That's not a joke. It's an absolute fact. We know what this vaccine is now doing to humanity. We know what it's doing to their blood. These are all, this is all information that's out and about. You're just not allowed to see it. They're keeping it from you. Why don't you go to TLB Talk? You can see it there.
By the way, Mike did some digging up here. TheConversation.com. Do more children have autism now than before? The first survey was conducted in the 60s and produced a prevalence estimate of one individual with autism in every 2,500 people, or 0.04% of the population. When I first started my research in this area in the early 2000s, the oft-quoted figure was one in every 250 people, or 0.4% of the population. In the last decade, studies have seemed to continually outdo each other with higher and higher prevalence figures, ranging from the 2005 Australian figure of one in every 160 people, or 0.62% of the population, to a recent South Korean study which found an astonishingly high rate of one in every 38 people.
Which is what I was saying.
Yep.
Look, what you just said made another absolutely sterling point, okay? This is one in every 38 children who receive these vaccines. Stop and think about what we just said, okay? Why the hell is any vaccine, and this has been traced back to the thimerosal, which is the mercury that is used in vaccines, okay? Why are any of these vaccines being used? Because autism serves an agenda. It's part of the dumbing down of society. If you take an individual who needs care for life, they may still be productive. They may still be able to do a job for you, but they're going to need constant care for life. What you have done is you've tied up not one life, but two or three lives. And the more prevalent that full-time, lifetime diseases or maladies exist, the more you tie society up. And the dumbing down and the killing of America in the last 40 years due to geoengineering, due to GMOs, due to vaccines, due to cancer-causing additives in our food, so on and so forth. In 2014, which was the last year I could get the figures here, the United States reported a 314,000 birth deficit in 2014. Anybody think it got better? You're dumb.
Yeah, I am just absolutely amazed. Robert Kennedy
Jr. Imagine me living with this stuff in my head year after year.
Robert Kennedy Jr. just gave a speech over in Berlin not too long ago. And, of course, the American media are saying, oh, yeah, well, he's in with the Nazis over there. Oh. Now, he has blown this thing. He has street cred. People pay attention to him. He's one of the surviving Kennedys. I keep saying that he's one of the Kennedys they forgot to kill. I guess they figured, okay, we'll whack enough of your family here, maybe you'll get the message. He has not stopped. And now he's got the bigger boogeyman, It was autism. He was hot on that, all over it, exposing it. Nobody in this country would give him the airtime. And now he's on to the plandemic, and he is just burning the barn down. And I don't know, you know, it occurred to me today, and to be honest about One America News, I don't watch them a whole lot, because to me it's Republic Broadcasting Light, you know, half the calories and half the content.
I got to tell you right now, CHD, Children's Health Defense, The Defender, that is Kennedy's group, that's his website. We have been partners with them for 6 years now. And yes, whereas I don't necessarily believe in a lot of his political viewpoints, because he is an extreme leftist, but when it comes to health and health tyranny, there are very few people with the nads to stand up the way he does, and I appreciate the hell out of him. And if you go to the Liberty Beacon and type in CHD, three capital letters, and hit enter, you're going to come up with over 1,000 articles from his forum. So I agree with you 100%, and thank you for bringing that up, John.
By the way, the gentleman, who is this guy out of L.A., Mike? The fire captain out in L.A.? You've seen this video?
No, but somebody was telling me about it.
Okay, well, all right. I'm going to squeeze this in before break, so let me play the clip. You're going to love this. This guy is dead serious. He's looking right into the camera, and he's pointing his finger, and this guy is pissed. You can tell when Americans...
That's what I was told.
You can tell when Americans are pissed off.
It's yes.
It's not about yelling, I just pulled you down, because I can. You're making me lose my train of thought here. I think he's trying to get me back, because I told him it's not the age, it's the mileage, and his odometer hasn't clicked over yet. At any rate, here is the gentleman from L.A.
My name is Christian Granucci. I'm a captain with the Los Angeles City Fire Department. I'm a 31-year veteran with this agency. And I'm more than likely going to catch total grief from my administration from this. But I am done being silent on this matter, and so are many of our members. And this is regarding the vaccine mandate by the city of Los Angeles.
Let me add one other thing that you can't see, and I've never seen this guy before. You get familiar with people on how they talk, the voice inflection, you know, the raising of the voice. There's cues out there, but this guy, he's desperately trying to hold back tears. That's how I know this guy's pissed, because I do the same thing. When I really get angry, I will stand there and you'll see tears coming down my face. That's when you know, get the hell out of my way. Oh, buddy boy.
For all city employees, we saw this tyranny coming. We saw it coming across the Pacific. And a week and a half ago, it landed in Honolulu with the Honolulu Fire Department. And we watched a passionate plea from Captain Pelikai, literally in tears, being forced to resign because he chose not to take the vaccine. Forced to leave the department after faithfully serving it for years. Then it landed on our coast. It hit San Francisco fire. And we heard the stories up there. Our union representation stood by idly and played a wait and see. and sat on their hands. Well, now it's here in Los Angeles. And the mandate has come down from the mayor and the city council that we, all city employees, including first responders, shall take the vaccine. If we do not take the vaccine, we have to be subjected to testing twice a week. If we refuse that, termination. Again, I'm a 31-year veteran of this department. I have literally bled for this department. I used to love coming to work. I respected the administration of this department at one point. I even respected our union leadership. And now they are in lockstep with total tyranny. I want you to be clear on this. I want everyone to be clear on this. This is not about politics. This is not about left or right. This is not about red versus blue. This is not about Republican versus Democrat. This isn't even about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. This is tyranny. This is about freedom of choice.
He's desperately
holding back the department has said that we
tears.
Can seek medical exemptions if we so choose, if we can. That is a pie in the sky. We can even try and seek some kind of religious exemption, but they know that they have end runs around those. The vaccinations will come. And then after that, it will be a booster and another booster and another booster. And when will this end? When will this tyranny stop?
It won't.
I'll tell you where it's going to stop. It's going to stop right here, right now. And I'm putting my administration and my union on blast. You had the opportunity to get in front of this, and you didn't. We want to give you the opportunity to do the right thing and represent the membership. You'd think that the union that's there fighting for the little guy would jump in front of this, and this would have all kinds of handles on it for you to grab and run this in for a touchdown. But no, you decided to play politics with this. And you have half this department. You have a split right down the middle. And this is what tyrants want. They want to split down the middle. They want to divide and conquer. I am so hopping mad right now. You have no idea. My head could pop. Again, we want to give our union the opportunity to step in front of this and do the right thing. But know this, there is a large group of us in the hundreds, and we have an attorney on retainer, and he is a shark.
You know, Roger, What happened to the group of lawyers that were rounding up the entire European Union and the Nuremberg Code, and we're going to file? What happened to those people?
There's still people doing that. It's just it's a little bit more involved than most people would think. You're talking about taking countries. You're talking about taking governments to court, okay? Hmm. And the amount of steps you've got to go through, the amount of hurdles you've got to jump over is really, for most of us, insurmountable.
Thank you for making my point. That is exactly where I was going to go.
But it is happening. There are people doing this. And you can go online and do a search for exactly that, and you will come up with groups that are doing this. And there are doctors' groups across the planet that are literally stating, look, one of the things I told you before the show that I really wanted to discuss is the imminent demise of a vast majority of humanity. I'm not joking. I'm absolutely making point here, and I need everybody to understand this. Everything John's just showed you, this guy is phenomenal. I wish I could shake his hand. But look at what's going on. I just got done telling you that the last vaccine in this country that showed even 50 deaths, barely over 50 deaths, was immediately pulled off the market. And this one is showing hundreds of thousands of deaths across the planet. And we're being forced to take it. There's no sanity there. Why are we being forced to take it? We're being forced to take it for a flu-like germ, supposedly virus, that has a survival rate of 0.9987 for a vast majority of humanity. This is what we're talking about. You are being forced to jump out of a plane with a parachute on, knowing that one out of 1,000 people, the chute isn't going to open. That's what you're being forced to do. And what they're telling you is it's for the good of humanity. I have to explain something to you. If I took my grandchild in, okay, and let's even go beyond that. In the UK right now, they don't even need my permission. If my child went to school and came home that night really, really sick and didn't make it through the night, and I found out that the school, without any mention to me whatsoever, which they can legally do in the UK now, had vaccinated my child, what the hell do you think would be going through my mind? This is what this guy is talking about in LA right now. He's telling the world, it may not be all of us dropping over. What he's telling the world is they're telling us to take an unacceptable risk. And the Nuremberg trials were put on for exactly this type of thing. Yes, we know you can die. Yes, we know hundreds of thousands have died and millions have been maimed for life across the planet. But we're telling you, you need to take it for your own good. Are you nuts? But that's what we're being told. This is an absolute attempt to get as many people vaccinated before humanity steps up and says, we've had enough of this crap. Because when they do that, and that's why they're forcing it on people damn near right now, all across the world, because they realize that the push come to shove is here now. People are upset. People are learning. Yeah. So now it's a massive push to get everybody vaccinated in the next couple of weeks they possibly can, because they know they're losing ground. What we're going to see, and this is what I've been told, I cannot prove this, what we're going to see is that between 2 years and 10 years, we may lose between 75 and 80% of humanity. Mm. Between 2 years and 10 years from now. This is what the scientists are saying. This is what the spike protein is going to do. This is what the maximum amount of blood clotting that's happening after these vaccines is going to do. We can go on and on. We know that sterility is involved. We know that that heart conditions are involved. We know that brain aneurysms are involved. Here we go.
Well, the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, he's telling all teachers from kindergarten to college to take the vaccines. The schools open and force the children over the age of 2 to wear a mask. Yep. Oh, boy, here we go again.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Part of the new statewide mandate, children over the age of 2 will be forced to wear masks indoors. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, that's a liberal Jew. Jews, I love Jews. I love grape Jews. I love orange Jews. I love all kinds of Jews. Is set to order all teachers from kindergarten to college to take vaccines as schools reopen amid surging cases of the Delta variant. Pritzker also plans to force all children over the age of 2 to wear masks in class. What 2-year-olds are in class? Excuse me?
Preschool.
Mandate face coverings for university students and teachers. The Democrats' announcement is expected later on Thursday and comes as the FDA on Monday approved the Pfizer vaccine for over 16-year-olds, taking it beyond its emergency phase. Now, what they don't understand, what they will not hear, and probably what they already know, the COVID shots don't protect against infection, transmission, nor diminish severity of illness. These shots are not safe and can lead to death, stroke, heart and brain inflammation, heart attack, paralysis, and blood clots throughout the vascular system. Children are more at risk of getting hit by lightning than becoming seriously ill from the disease. Cloth and surgical masks do not filter out viruses, and constant use of them lead to oxygen deprivation and bacterial infections. Roger, they have pushed this, and they have pushed it, and it's gone. I've used that analogy of the frozen tsunami wave. It was coming. We saw it coming. Oh, my God, it's 100 foot. No, it's 200 foot high. It's getting ready to crash. All of a sudden, it's frozen. And we had asked the question, okay, what's going to be their next move? Well, we've seen it. And this is not coming. This is not government mandate. You heard JoJo, you know, the guy that's pretending to be president. We're calling on companies and organizations and all of you out there to mandate mandatory vaccines. He's too chicken crap to do it himself, to come from this on high edict from the bumbling, stumbling JoJo Biden. No, he's calling on school unions, you know, the educational union people, and he's calling on all unions out there. He's calling on all companies and corporations to mandate the vaccines and to have the passports. And people are going, huh? You want me to do what? And here's the problem. The problem is they have not been honest. This is the biggest scam that is, I have a tendency not to yield to what I'm talking about and its depth of depravity, because if I do, it locks me up. I can't talk. I get so damned angry I start to shake. And it's hard to really be a talk show host when you can't talk. But this is the most egregious thing that these asshat New World Orderites have ever done. And this is about control. It is about eliminating population. You know, it's the grand conspiracy, Roger, that people don't believe. Well, it's on the Georgia Guidestones. Well, what the hell is Gordon? That's just a conspiracy theory.
12 years ago, when I first started this, the reason why I walked away from a really good-paying job, I used to work for the military-industrial complex, was because I literally saw what was going on. I had information and knowledge from the other side of the fence. So it made it much easier for me to understand some of the lies and some of the misrepresentations that the American people were having to put up with. Okay, that's how I got here. But at the same time, we're talking about 12 years ago. If you would have met me then, you would have found out that the conversation is eerily like the conversation we're having today. That we were talking about vaccines, that we were talking about a political and a monetary elite ruling the world, that we were talking about the people's voice doesn't matter anymore, that we were talking about the Act of 1871, where a bunch of elitists came in and bought the United States because it was about to literally go down the tube. We were talking about all of these things 10 to 12 years ago, but there was nowhere near as many people on the planet suffering. It wasn't as blatant as it is now, and they weren't as critical or as desperate to get as many people vaccinated as they possibly can under any auspice or lie. It wasn't happening then, but everything was in the background. The vaccines were increasing and were becoming a real issue. The GMOs, and I'm not going to go through it all again, but you and I have been discussing this for over a decade and telling people what's going to happen when the day comes when the tyranny rains down so hard that those of you who never got off the couch will never get off the couch. It's too late. Here we are. This is what John and I have been talking about for the last 10 years or 12 years, and John's been talking about for the last 3 decades. This is what we were warning you about. Everything we've been talking about for over a generation is staring you right in the face. And now all of a sudden, we've got some credibility we've never had before. Should I feel good about that? No. But I'm desperate to see more people awake. And it's happening.
You know, we talked about the UK
Yeah.
Prior to the show today, I was telling you what was going on in Australia. And what did you tell me about the UK? What are they planning on doing with the children over there?
Any child under 12 years old will be given the vaccination, and they do not require parental permission. In other words, that child goes to school. The teacher says, everybody line up. Somebody comes in with a vaccine gun and says, choo, 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 right down the line, or a needle, right down the line. And when they go home that night, this is what I was saying earlier, and all of a sudden they're sick, and the next morning they wake up, or they don't wake up, they're dead overnight. And then the parents find out that without even being consulted, their children were vaccinated with something known to be deadly in the largest portion of population of any pharmaceutical component ever sold to humanity or ever used on humanity in the history of this planet. That's what they're doing in the UK.
Do you think, when was the last time? Now, you've got six different websites and TLB Talk, and you have all of that. And you look at masses and masses of information, videos, stories, whatever. Have you seen Bill Gates in the last 2 months?
I talked to you about this on your show. If you go back a couple of months and look, one of the first things I said in this train of thought here was, why is Bill Gates and other billionaires buying islands that are pretty much isolated off the normal travel paths?
Okay.
And then I even threw a clue at you and said, I think it'll take one sea sparrow to fix the problem. The point here is you're not going to hear anything about him because people are waking up. And what you're going to start seeing is politicians who force this down our throats like Cuomo. Cuomo is being forced out of the limelight because there's too much evidence that can be used to bring him down hard. The women who step up to say, and I'm not telling you this didn't happen, okay? The women who stepped up to say, this guy treated us badly, they found out that these women existed, and I'll bet you they even urged them to go and bring him down. I'm talking about the Democrats. Why? To get him out of the limelight as fast as possible.
That's right, because we're talking about New York Central.
Another 12,000 deaths were added to the total in the last couple of days in New York. He undercounted or underreported the deaths, the COVID deaths, in the nursing homes by 12,000. They just updated the numbers.
Now,
why isn't he in jail?
Now,
why
isn't he in prison? We're saying COVID deaths. And you know,
they weren't.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because even some of these supposedly conservative people in this country are going, the wall, we need the wall because the Mexicans haven't been tested for the coronavirus and they're going to bring more infection into the country. And I am so sick and tired because they have been busted. They have been busted repeatedly just because... You know, this is why I like that song so much about standing in a burning house. So you close your eyes, you're pretending it isn't burning. But it's going to burn you alive.
Yep.
Because you're going to have to recognize it and do something about it. What's going to happen here in the media, and it's already starting to happen. Now, the stalwarts of God knows the compromised and being threatened with their paychecks and their multi-million-dollar-a-year contracts, they're going to be threatened. But One America News, and I will say this again, I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for One America News to start talking about this plandemic. They are now starting to do it. Now, what this is going to do, you want to talk about your ripple effect, Roger? What this is going to do is put other news services, it's going to put their little scrawny necks on the chopping blocks.
Yep.
Because they're now starting to show Paris. They're now starting to show what's going on in Australia. They're now starting to show what's actually happening in the streets of New York City. The truth is out there. Because they don't want to give it to you doesn't mean it ain't real. And I don't know how their survivability, their credibility, why in God's green earth? You know, this is what I tell people, and I use this, Roger, in all of my exchanges, whether it be personal or having to do with the network or this, that, and the other, don't you ever lie to me. And I'll tell you the reason why that's important. That goes to the level of trust. If I cannot trust you and you are a known liar, you have lied to me, why should I continue to have anything to do with you? What do I get to do? Pick and choose on what subject you're telling me the truth about or you're lying about?
Agreed.
The one thing that I will not countenance in my life on any level, is a liar.
Wait a minute. The government that is all around you are a bunch of liars. The medical facilities all around you are liars. The schools all around you are liars. I'm starting to understand you just a little bit better, John. And yeah, I fit right into the same mold. Again, stop to consider how many people out there, because we live in a different world today. That takes just a tiny bit of explanation. When John and I were young, when you talked to somebody, you talked to them. You could see their eyes. You could see that whether they were smiling, frowning. You knew after a couple of minutes by facial inflections and voice inflections whether this person was pulling your chain or not. That was a conversation. They were there. You looked them in the eye. They knew they had to deliver on what they promised. Today, most people you deal with are hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. You will never see them. They can make you promises, and if they don't keep them, what are you going to do? Nothing. We live in a society today where there is no ramifications for being a liar, unless, of course, you cross certain legal lines, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about normal, everyday living. What we have seen is an entire society develop in the last 20 to 30 years due to the internet, which totally believes that they should get away with whatever they can get away with, because you're never going to come knocking on my door. You live 2,000 miles away. I can tell you anything. How can you not believe me? Now, put this same formula to work for your local school. To the college your kid's going to. Put it all up to your government. Put it all in the same exact playing field. What you're going to find out is that today, this is the dumbing down of America. Today, this is the programmed ignorance. What has it accomplished? Almost half of this country, and I believe it's less than that. I believe it's about 39 to 42% of this country has actually been vaccinated. They're lying about that too. Why have they been vaccinated? Because these are the people who have bought the entire package. Huh. What we're finding out, since less than half of America has been vaccinated and we're supposed to be severely dumbed down, what we're finding out is there's still some intellect, there's still some judgment left in the American citizens, and they're getting pissed.
By the way, the one thing I wanted to emphasize about Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, geez. Now, if you're going to go to school, you got to get the jab. If you're going to teach in the school, you got to get the jab.
Yep.
So he's mandating vaccinations. And this fat pig, I swear to God, Roger, I have this fantasy of, could you imagine what this big, fat, ugly man, this bulbous man, with his drawers pulled down around his knees, bent over, and about 1,500 hypodermics stuck in his big, fat, pimply ass. You know, I'm.
That's good.
And it's playing, Roger. This is playing out. Now, I wanted to get around to the psychological aspect of this.
Oh yeah.
Because I've had callers. I have a dear listener from Austin that would call in and go, "Okay, when am I going to start shooting them?" I ask the question, "Who are you going to shoot first?"
Yeah.
You know, my answer to that is, when do I know to shoot? When somebody's shooting at me. Self-preservation, I'll take the threat out. If the threat is big enough that I determine that they're there to take my life, sorry, not going without a fight. I'm going to take yours before you take mine. And this has been my attitude my entire life. But in this, we had, and we have, examples of pushing people over the edge. This is what Black Lives Matter was all about. This is what Antifa was all about. This was to make people racist and hate black people in this country. It didn't happen. Nope. It didn't happen.
Nope.
And what they're doing, and, you know, I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse down in Australia now that they don't have any guns. What they have done is they're taking the approach that everybody should take. They are waiting with bated breath for people to pick up weapons and start shooting. They have been planning for this. They have been begging for it. And we have not given it to them. Yep. We're not going to supplant anger. Okay, we're not going to... In other words, when you get angry, you lose logical thought. You lose perspective. This is what they have been desperately trying to do, make us so damned angry, we just get out the firearms and shoot everything that's moving. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Now, having said that, if you send your little jolly boys, your wet teams, your FBI, your military, whatever, in the streets of America to go shoot Americans, God help you. We retain 48% of the firearms. 48% of all the firearms on this planet are right here in the United States.
And most of them are in private hands.
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo.
You told me not to say the number anymore, so I'm not going to. But it's a lot. Yeah, it's a hell of a lot.
But
if, go ahead.
The peaceful means is the way out of this.
Agreed.
And I next
you
hour.
You want to know why?
Hold on. Next hour, I'm going to play a video of one of their calls down in Australia, lining everybody up for this August 31st protest. No signs, no noise, no yelling, no screaming, no speakers, no bullhorns, no nothing. We don't want it. We don't need it. We're going to silently show up, and we're not leaving. This is what I said years ago, folks. You've been listening to me for a number of years. Remember me saying, they'll know the gig is up when Americans stop, they turn their faces to Washington, D.C., and they don't have to say a damned word.
Look, let's take a look at how many people are in America, okay? Roughly 350 million. Let's guess that about 130 million of these people haven't taken the jab, and they're not going to take the jab. And if you do this to my children without my knowledge or my consent, then you'll have to deal with me. What we are seeing right now is what's pushing the panic button. And this will be the third time I say it, but let me explain it a little differently. The panic button is not from you and me. That's the pissed off button. The panic button is coming from the government, Big Pharma, and their agents and the elitists who own all of them. That's where the panic button's coming from, because as John has said and played a perfect video, I mean audio for everybody to hear, what we are looking at is that people are getting upset. A hell of a lot of people are getting upset. It doesn't have to be guns. When you have 130 million people telling you no or else, that's more than most countries on this planet have. That's a hell of a lot more than most countries on this planet have, 130 million people. The anger level is not growing to the point of violence.
Nope.
The anger factor is growing to the point of activism. We are seeing more people gathering. We are seeing more people writing. We are seeing more people like this guy going on social media or however he did it and presenting his case. We are seeing this happening every day now. You can find it online. Every single day there's something new. 6 months ago, you might have seen one story a week or one story every 2 weeks. Now it's 5, 6, 10 a day. That should be representing to you the fact that Americans are getting extremely tired of this. But the main reason here always goes back to the kids. You can mess with an adult society beyond belief, especially if they've been dumbed down or they've been programmed with ignorance. Soon as you start to mess with their kids, they get angry. And what we're talking about in the UK and in certain places in the United States, so on and so forth, is your kids no longer belong to you. They are a property of the U.S. government to be treated as the government sees fit. That's not a joke. It really isn't. And parents don't like that at all. They don't?
You know, in England, I'm sitting here and I'm reading this, and they're going to mandate everybody get the shot over there. Yep. From the 1st of February to the 2nd of August, the UK recorded, and get this, now, this is a country of how many million? 68 million, something like that?
Yeah, just shy of 75 million, I think.
Yeah, something like that. The UK recorded 742 Delta deaths. Now, I don't know how they're testing for the Delta death because they didn't even have a test for the COVID death. But let's not muddy the... Yeah. Out of the 742 deaths, 402 were fully vaccinated. 79 had received one shot. Only 253 were unvaccinated.
253. Which would make for a very, very mild flu season if only 243 people died out of 75 million, wouldn't you say?
Isn't that amazing?
My God. But that's not what they told you. They told you the total number. And they said these people died from. Or, nope. They don't use the word from. Stop and listen when they say this. They used to use the word from. Now they don't. Now they use the word with. Because it's the comorbidities that kill you. It's not COVID-19. It's not SARS-CoV-2. It is the comorbidities that kill you. So they cannot say legally, they cannot say died from. They have to say died with. And that's when the numbers went through the roof. That's when pneumonia disappeared. That's when the flu disappeared. And I could go on and on. Because people didn't die from COVID-19. They died with COVID-19. Not a joke. Please look.
Roger, we've come to the end of the hour here.
And it always comes too quick.
Yeah, it does. That's why you've got to think about in the future, because things are going to heat up. It's going to go rapidly.
Yes.
And you folks out there have got to pay attention, because we may not have the time to repeat ourselves.
No.
But it's starting to happen.
Yep.
They're locked down on information. They thought that they had us. They suckered us into the cyber world. They figured, okay, well, we can groom that to our direction. And no. What they forgot to do, and they should have done, was shut down the entire internet.
Yep.
But they didn't do it.
Nope.
These arrogant, Roger, I always remind people, you get somebody, and you see it all the time, no matter what level, you know, they get a little bit of power, they have a little bit of sway over other human beings, and they get this kind of swagger about themselves. Well, at this level, folks, what we're talking is pure arrogance. It is their Achilles heel. And it will be their undoing.
It's not a swagger anymore. It's a breakdance now.
There you go. All right, Roger, thank you.
Thank you, John. I always appreciate the platform.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you being on. We'll be back second hour of the National Intel Report. By the way, Harley Schlanger was supposed to be on with me Tuesday. Instead, I had Ron O'Donnell, and I got so wrapped up in trying to get this guy prepared and get him technically, and I completely forgot that I had scheduled Harley Schlanger. So I will do that. My apologies if you're listening to the show today, Harley. We'll be back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.